This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And usually the month of January is an absolutely lame month for movies. But there are two pretty interesting films that are released today. One of them about some of the most important questions in life. Questions about faith and belief and morality and God and the Bible. And a fascinating film on those subjects, plus another all-star version, a mockumentary, looking back on the meaning, such as it was, of the year 2020. About politics, pandemic, and more. We'll review them coming up on the Medved Show. Before we get to continued push for impeachment material and where it's going and why the 25th Amendment is such a terrible idea, not the amendment itself. The amendment itself is necessary, but why invoking it in this situation is a terrible idea. Let me note that I was saddened to hear this morning that a friend of the family, who we'd been out of touch with for a long time, but died today, is Tommy Lasorda. He was 93, and he was never a great baseball player, but he was a great baseball manager. He used to say that he didn't bleed red blood, he bled Dodger blue. And I'm very glad to see he lived to see the Dodgers win a World Championship. And we know Tommy Lasorda because my wife, shortly before she became my wife, did me that great honor and greatest gift of my life. Diane was a ghostwriter for Tommy Lasorda's first cookbook, I believe it was. He did several. But he loved his food. There's no doubt that talkative Tommy did. She worked on a book called From Fastballs to Meatballs, and that had to do with favorite recipes and foods and things of that nature. In any event, he will be missed. And he was also a very patriotic American. He's an America lover. And boy, that's what we need. Another America lover who I greatly admire, and I think is one of the people in elected office who has best kept the balance between working with Trump where he's right and helping Trump achieve some successes in judicial appointments and in tax reform and in other things, at the same time that he never ever signed on for the Trump death cult, which I think is been unfortunate. I'm talking about Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. He was on with Gayle King on CBS this morning. And first of all, he talked about the significance of what happened in this country on Wednesday. This is clip 2A.
Here's what happened on Wednesday. An insurrectionist mob tried to disrupt the People's House. The dome of the United States Capitol is the most powerful symbol of freedom anywhere in the world. All over the world, there's actually polling that shows when you hear freedom or liberty, the most common image that comes to anybody's mind anywhere in the world is the dome of the United States Capitol. An insurrectionist mob came and marched on that Capitol after a rally with the President of the United States where he told them to come to the Capitol and to go wild.
We all know that. That leads to the question. Should the President of the United States be impeached or the 25th Amendment invoked?
So I think we need to draw a distinction between two really important things. One is the objective fact about whether or not the president was involved inciting this, and whether or not the president of the United States, by his constant addiction to stoking division, was flagrant in his duties to his oath. That's unquestionable. He was flagrantly disregarding his oath of office. So that's not in debate. The question is more of a prudential question. What is the best thing for America in 2022 or 2032? The question isn't what's best for Donald Trump. At a human level, lots of us should have pity for the man. But at the level of the office, I don't really care what happens to Donald Trump, the man, in 2023. What I care about is what happens to the American people in 2023. What brings 85% and 95% of our people together?
And, yeah, that is exactly where the focus should be. Gayle King pushed him a little bit harder to try to answer that question. This is 2B.
Should happen to him now. I see you dancing all around it saying,
no,
you know,
I'm
that's not
dancing.
Not, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
You know I'm a fan of you and your work. I don't hear you being disrespectful.
Okay.
But I disagree with you. You said the most important question right now is what happens to Donald Trump. That's
yes.
not right. The most important question is what happens to the United States people and this union 12 days and beyond. Donald Trump has acted shamefully. He has been in flagrant dereliction of his duty, and he will be remembered for having incited this and for having drawn more division into an already divided people. That is who Donald Trump is. That is what his legacy is going to be. But I disagree with you that the most important question is inside the next 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
The most important question is what happens to America after the next 12 days. And not just 12 weeks and 12 months from now, but 12 years from now. And so the House, if they come together and have a process, I will definitely consider whatever articles they might move, because as I've told you, I believe the president has disregarded his oath of office. He swore an oath to the American people to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. He acted against that. What he did was wicked. That said, the question of what the House does now and how the Senate responds to it over the next 12 days is a critically important question, but the most important question is the prudential one of how we bring the country back together 5 and 10 and 15 years in the future, and there's a lot to be hashed out there.
Okay, and with all due respect, I think we could avoid words like wicked. Though as a point of accurate description, okay, the reason why is it wicked? Because what happened, it's the only way to interpret it, why would Trump summon literally hundreds of thousands of people to Washington, D.C., saying we're going to be wild? Why would he urge people to march up to the Capitol building at the precise moment that Congress was voting, and not even voting, because they weren't supposed to vote? They were just supposed to count, go through the formality of counting the electoral votes that had already been cast, already been certified. And what it looks like is an attempt to use strength in numbers, a demonstration, if not a violent occupation, to interrupt a legitimate and necessary democratic process. Let me go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776. Joe in Virginia, you're on the MedVed Show.
Mike, many thanks for all you do. You're a voice of reason and calm in a crazy world. Thank you.
Thank you. We try.
Mike, I've called you a couple of times, and I enjoy listening to you. I don't always agree with you, but that's the country we live in, thankfully, you know. But I'm a member of the military, member of the National Guard. I'm 56. So I've got my 20 years in. They've got me sitting behind the desk. I bring young people in now, recruiter. My question for you is, I worried about this country, and mainly, I know the election's over and everything, but it's the makeup of the new Senate. Mike, you're so good at explaining things, and that's one reason I love listening to you. I could see where you were a good high school teacher, and I mean that, because you just have a good way to explain things.
Well, thank you. So get to it quickly.
Okay. Could you tell us about the new Senate, specifically the rules on Supreme Court packing, statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico, the filibuster, and is anybody on the Democratic side, will they be a voice of reason on this? how to push this radical agenda?
Okay, that is a great question, and good for you, Joe. Well, thank you for your service to your country, to our country. Let me come back and answer your question very directly. Nobody knows for sure what's going to happen, but I think we have some pretty good inklings. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Release Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show. We just got a good call from Joe in Virginia asking about what the Republicans can do in the Senate now that Senate control has passed over to Chuck Schumer. And there are a couple of things. First of all, one of the things that needs to be done is to win some concessions on committee chairmanships. Now, why do I mention that? Because the last time that the Senate was divided 50-50, the majority leader at the time, the Democratic leader at the time, was Tom Daschle. And he ended up working, and this is in 2001, together with Republicans, giving them control of some committees at the same time. And that partially was because Dick Cheney was the vice president at the time, and he broke a tie. Then there was a Republican from Vermont, Jim Jeffords, who shifted. But the point is that a 50-50 tie is substantially different from a 52-48 Republican margin. But Republicans are not going to be irrelevant in the Senate, because even though the filibuster is probably going to go away altogether, and I think the Democrats will be able to impose that, in terms of other things, there's a guy named Joe Manchin, who's a senator from West Virginia. He's already said he will not go along with attempts to pack the Supreme Court, which Joe had asked about. He has not signed on with attempts to make the District of Columbia a separate state, or to grant statehood to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a different issue, by the way, from the District of Columbia. And partially because there actually are Republicans in Puerto Rico. They've had Republican governors in the past. It's a very different issue than D.C., which is a ridiculous issue, and I don't think the Democrats will get in a 50-50 Senate anywhere near to actually, they may get close to it. I shouldn't say anywhere near. They're not going to pass it. It's not going to happen. And remember that for a constitutional amendment to come into existence, and it would require, I believe, a constitutional amendment to change the status of the District of Columbia, they would need to get approval from 3/4 of the states. I don't think they'll do that. The point about this is that this is going to be a Senate where it's going to be very important for Republicans to work with the more moderate Democrats, and there are some. Not all of the new senators or the returning senators on the Democratic side are crazy or out there. There are very few of them who hold to the ideology of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Even the two new senators in Georgia, who are very liberal, are not as radical as some of the Democrats in the House. Let me go to John in Kansas City. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Happy New Year, Michael. And I normally like calling you after elections. I've been calling you since 2005. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Just talked to your call screener, and I do hope the Chiefs and Seahawks meet in the Super Bowl. So let me get that out of the way.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Two greatest quarterbacks in the business.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, let me get to my point. My point is this. I've been listening to you since 2005. And as I told your call screener, each time there's a Democratic president in office, you always make a claim, well, wouldn't it be nice if the new incoming Democratic president would invite a Republican into the cabinet to help to bring about unity, which is fine. But I never hear you say that when there's a Republican president. Matter of fact, name me one Democrat that has been invited into a Republican administration. And now, like I told your call screener before, okay,
there were in the Bush administration. He did it. You're absolutely right. Trump didn't. And,
okay.
You know, Trump has had all kinds of problems with his cabinet, as you know. I mean, we've had, right now we have a bunch of acting secretaries because people have been leaving and he's fired them. It's particularly worrisome to the Department of Defense, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, now you brought up two things. would you agree with me that one thing I would like to see in, there should never be no acting anybody in any administration. I don't care what administration you're in. Cabinet, this should not ever happen again where you got acting secretaries of anything. There should be an up and down vote within 3 weeks of their nomination. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And it probably can be quicker than 3 weeks in many cases. The reason that they have this acting status is in case someone is ill or someone dies or something like that. But to have people working for months as acting secretary, Chad Wolf, acting secretary of Homeland Security, because President Trump right now can't get anybody confirmed. Yeah, I think that's regrettable. Look, I think, John, I think you're making a good call here, and you're right. You win this one, because I am more eager when a new Democratic president comes in to get a Republican in the cabinet. Why? Because I'm a Republican. I'd like to see my point of view reflected within the president's cabinet. Joe Biden missed the opportunity to do that. And who knows what's coming up. The one thing that I think he's done pretty well is, if anything, his cabinet is almost entirely free of crazy, radical, extreme left Democrats. The Ocasio-Cortez point of view, the Ilhan Omar point of view, is not really represented in the Biden cabinet. The Bernie Sanders-Elizabeth Warren point of view isn't represented in the Biden cabinet. There are a lot of mainstream and even some more conservative Democrats who he has placed in positions of power, and that should be somewhat encouraging to everybody. Also, speaking of encouraging to everybody, well, let's go to Steve in Tacoma. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Steve, you're on.
About that?
Yeah, great. Okay, we got the technology fixed. Go ahead, Steve, you're on.
Happy Friday, Michael.
Thank you.
I had previously agreed with you when you had said that we should let Trump go quietly into the night after his election loss. After Tuesday, I just can no longer support that. I really do think impeachment, going after him legally afterwards, is very necessary to prevent this from happening again. In addition to that, I think Biden really needs to take some action to prevent something like this. Laws that require tax returns, like your last caller said, ensuring that all cabinet positions require a fast approval. We can't have those acting heads of departments and cabinet members. And
see, I think those kind of changes are appropriate and constructive for the country, both of things you mentioned. But the idea of going through an impeachment, which probably won't go through, it will just empower Trump more and divide the country more painfully and permanently. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is weighing in on President Trump's plan to skip his inauguration. that he indicated he wasn't going to show up at the inauguration. One of the few things he and I have ever agreed on. It's a good thing I'm not showing up.
After making those comments, Biden talked about unifying the country. The COVID crisis is creating a surge on California hospitals. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, imploring healthcare workers to come to Los Angeles.
If you can spare a doctor or a nurse, if you can spare anything, please send it here. We're Americans.
The California Hospital Association also saying more flexibility is needed regarding staffing regulations to avoid bottlenecks in the ICU. This as the COVID tracking project reports over 4,000 Americans died on Thursday due to COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, and if you have an opportunity for any kind of activity in this winter January weekend, you want to feel pain-free. And Relief Factor really can't help with that. I mean, I've just been particularly grateful for Relief Factor the last couple of days. And it's a great product. Check it out and all the information. It's healthy and it's extraordinarily affordable right now. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Relief Factor. Okay, I want to provide some relief for upset here that is coming on regarding Senator Josh Hawley. Now, Senator Hawley is a brilliant, young conservative who has a great future. I do think he blew up his chances of running for president credibly in 2024 with his handling of challenging the electoral vote count. And there were consequences for him. And some of the consequences are what happens when you take a stand that is very controversial. It was very controversial to take a stand, especially for a guy who's a smart lawyer, graduate of Yale Law School, former law clerk to John Roberts, Chief Justice. Josh Hawley took this stand that somehow it was worthwhile to object to the counting of votes from contested states. He voted to reject the votes of Pennsylvania, despite the fact that Biden had won Pennsylvania by over 80,000 votes. But, okay, Josh Hawley took that stand, and it turns out that his publisher canceled a book he was supposed to be writing. Simon Schuster decided to drop the publication of a forthcoming book by Missouri Senator Josh Hawley following what the book publisher called the deadly insurrection that took place at the Capitol on Wednesday. Mr. Hawley's book, The Tyranny of Big Tech, had been scheduled to go on sale this June. In a statement Thursday, the publisher, a unit of Viacom CBS Incorporated, said, "We did not come to this decision lightly. As a publisher, it will always be our mission to amplify a variety of voices and viewpoints. At the same time, we take seriously our larger public responsibility as citizens and cannot support Senator Hawley after his role in what became a dangerous threat to our democracy and freedom." And on Twitter, Mr. Hawley called Simon & Schuster's decision Orwellian and a direct assault on the First Amendment, saying the work representing his constituents was redefined by the publisher's sedition. "I will fight this cancel culture with everything I have," he wrote. "We'll see you in court." And they're not going to see him for long because he's going to lose. And it's right that he should lose. Now, why do I say that? Not just because I disapprove of what Senator Hawley did, but because this is a private business arrangement. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. They are not censoring him. They are reacting to the fact that they now think it's a bad business move to be associated with a senator like Josh Hawley. By the way, the same publisher publishes Sean Hannity's books. So you can't say that they won't give any attention to conservative points of view. They published John Bolton's book about Trump. And they also recently published Mary Trump's book, which was one of the least flattering books about Trump you can imagine. So why do they have the right to say something like this? You sign a contract, you agree to publish a book, he writes the book, he's already been paid. Now, I know this because this is the way publishing works. Usually when you get a book, you get a contract. Like he had a contract, they pay you as soon as you sign the contract. They pay you often when you turn in an acceptable manuscript. I don't know if they're at that point yet. They might be. But then the book comes out for publication. If something happens between publication and signing that initial contract where they decide this book no longer works for us, they can do that. But then you get to keep the money they've paid you already. Now, how do I know this? I've had a we had a very strange experience years ago. It's my wife and I. We ended up doing a book together in 1997, and this was some years before that. But the book we did together was Saving Childhood, Protecting Our Children from the National Assault on Innocence. It was about child rearing. We had gotten a contract, and we were solicited because we're fairly prominent people, because of her book, Case Against Divorce, and her background as a psychologist, and my writing about the impact of media, about basically raising healthy children. And this is still when our children were quite little. And anyway, it was a nice contract, and we hadn't begun working on the book. They had sent us the first part of our advance, and they called back, and they said, "Oh, we found out." It was a Christian publishing house, and there was a an item in their charter as a company that said they would only publish the works of people who were professing Christians and who had a personal relationship with Jesus. Now, they knew we were Jewish. And I reminded them, come on, we're about as visibly Jewish as we possibly can be. And again, it's something that I talk about and I've written about. And they knew very well when we signed this contract. So they ended up not publishing the book. Did not happen. But that was okay, because we kept the first part of the advance. And the idea that Josh Hawley is going to try to sue to compel Simon & Schuster to publish a book by an author who now embarrasses them? And you should say, well, a stupid decision on the part of Simon & Schuster to feel embarrassed by Josh Hawley when they don't feel embarrassed by, I don't know, John Bolton or Sean Hannity or somebody else. It's a foolishness. I'm not saying they made the right decision. I'm saying that what they did is not going to work out to be the subject for a successful lawsuit. A message came in. How are public schools handling the D.C. riots? And we will be covering this. There's a some signs that public schools are going over the top in this regard. We will get to that on the Michael Medved show. And by the way, I'm not mentioning the publishing house that's involved in this story because they're a good operation. And I don't think there is anything other than a misunderstanding that was involved. But again, it's not a misunderstanding where you say, oh, okay, well, because once you sign a contract and you have advanced money, and I guarantee you they have advanced money to Josh Hawley, I don't think he's going to get any sorts of damages or an ability to enforce the publishing of his book against big tech. And the idea that they're being pressured into this by big tech, I kind of doubt it. But what could be is the same reason, and this comes up with the idea of Trump's book. Apparently he's begun talking about, he saw that President Obama and Michelle got over $60 million in advance for their books that have both been wildly successful. He wants to get even more. And I think a Trump book should be published. But there are a bunch of publishing houses that won't consider it because people working there don't like it. I don't think that's the right decision, but it's legal. When we come back, reviewing Gun and a Hotel Bible and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, there is one phrase that no politician should ever speak, and somebody spoke it. We will talk about this on Monday. The phrase is, Hitler was right about one thing. Okay, probably not best to bring it up. Who said it and where? We'll get to that on Monday. Meanwhile, I think everybody is going to enjoy some relief this weekend. Should some of that relief involve going to the movies or streaming a movie at home? The latest from Hollyweird. Probably the biggest new release, and it's pretty impressive that they got it out so quickly, is a comedy that is airing on Netflix right now. And it is extremely star-studded. It's a film that features Samuel L. Jackson, Lawrence Fishburne, Hugh Grant, Kumail Nanjiani, Lisa Kudrow, Tracy Ullman, lots and lots of people. So what is it? It's actually a mockumentary. In other words, it's a kind of fake documentary that looks back on the most consequential year in human history, 2020. It's called Death to 2020, and those various stars play various experts or ordinary people who are reacting to the year just passed. For instance, Lisa Kudrow plays somebody who might be loosely based on Kellyanne Conway, who's a conservative political pundit and White House aide. Hugh Grant is a pompous British professor. Samuel L. Jackson is a salty talking. Well, of course he is. This is an R-rated, or would be an R-rated movie. It's TV mature because of the language. Samuel Jackson plays a reporter who's observing what happened in the year 2020. Listen.
2020, a year whose story couldn't be told until now because it was still happening. This is the definitive story of the most historic year in history.
I'm ready.
So what is it you guys want to talk about?
Okay, and what they talk about is a lot of pandemic, a lot of politics, and some of it's very funny, I mean, particularly the political stuff. This is a British-American co-production. And some of the news footage of Boris Johnson is hilarious and very funny. And some of the political satire and the pandemic research satire is funny. Where the movie founders and founders badly is when it tries to tackle racial matters, when it tackles the tragic death of George Floyd, and they have a character who's supposed to be an ordinary housewife played by Kristen Milioti. She was the very effective star of Palm Springs last year, but she's supposed to play a very stereotyped bigot, and it's just painfully unfunny and doesn't work. Though Tracy Ullman is pretty good playing Queen Elizabeth. A mixed review for Death to 2020. Death to 2020, actually 2.5 stars. Some laughs, but not too many. Now, a very, very different film is the film called Gun and a Hotel Bible. And this is based on a play. And it's one of those things, it's not quite as obvious that it's based on a play as some other films recently. There's a film called One Night in Miami, a star-studded film also, that clearly is based on a play. This you kind of wonder. And the setup is, there is a young man who is obviously very, very tormented. And he's carrying a gun. And he checks into a seedy hotel room in Chicago. And he keeps looking out the window. It looks like he's going to shoot somebody. Who's he planning to shoot? Well, you find that out. But you also find out the influence trying to prevent him from doing that is the Gideon's Bible in the drawer of his hotel room. And that Gideon's Bible takes human form. And it's sort of fascinating about how you hear this Bible wanting to be taken seriously and arguing back and forth with this tormented young man at a moment of crisis. The film is called Gun and a Hotel Bible, and the two stars, and it's really just the two of them, is Bradley Gosnell, who also co-wrote it and directed it, and Daniel Florin, who is the co-writer who plays a Gid, that is the Gideon's Bible. Listen.
What do you want from me?
I just want to talk.
You are the flash of light that's going to save me, is that right?
So, what's the gun for?
You seem like a good guy.
Not a good guy.
So, a bad guy who talks to Bibles.
Okay, yes, he talks to Bibles, and the film is clearly written by people who are biblically literate, and it actually is sometimes funny, sometimes moving, sometimes horrifying, because the problem with the gun that is laid aside has to do with a marriage that has gone painfully wrong. Is this a great film? No. It shows its low-budget roots. Virtually all of the action, such as it is, involves conversation between the two characters. It is officially unrated, but because of some of the implications about how the marriage has gone wrong, it would probably be a PG-13. But it actually approaches some of the profound questions about the impact of the Bible in real life. And I think anyone who ever picks up a Gideon's Bible again in a hotel room will be thinking about the way that Bible is personified in this film. It's memorable, and most of all, it shows profound talent for both of the co-stars who also wrote it, and one of them co-directed it. Writers and co-stars, Bradley Gosnell and Daniel Florin. Okay, next time coming up on the Medved Show, we will be getting to undoubtedly further questions about the long-term impact of what just happened in our country. But I think it's worth sharing with you. A statement was made this morning by a very loyal member of the Trump administration, who also knows Mike Pence very well. Alyssa Farah used to work for Mike Pence as part of his staff, and she is most recently was a White House communications director. And she went on CNN to talk about what next for the president of the United States. Listen. That's clip 9.
Would you feel safer this morning if President Trump resigned?
I think that it's something he should seriously consider. I don't think that when you've got just a number of days left, there's any need to carry on kind of the charade of an impeachment. The People's House needs to get back to work. We need to get aid to tens of millions of Americans. I think Vice President Pence has stepped in as the real leader, getting the National Guard during this crisis that unfolded. And, John, I would just say to you, you know, I've traveled all over the world, and I've spent time in democracies much more fragile than ours. And what I saw in the Capitol is not representative of who America is.
Just to be clear,
and it should never.
You would feel safer today if President Trump resigned and Vice President Mike Pence took over?
I would.
And by the way, what's fascinating about that question that he asked, is there anyone listening to me right now who would not feel somewhat safer if over the next 12 days, the remainder of the Trump administration, if President stepped aside, not if he was driven out of office kicking and screaming, if he stepped aside and turned it over to Mike Pence, wouldn't that be a profound sense of relief and maybe the most unifying thing President Trump could do? It seems to me that it would be a move in the right direction. On Monday, we'll also talk to one of America's evangelical Christian leaders, somebody who supported President Trump with reservations about how he and other Christian evangelicals react to what happened at the U.S. Capitol, plus the idea of schools going over the top in terms of their reactions to the Capitol riots. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.